5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
You ever wonder what happens when a town soaks in 2 centuries worth of blood, betrayal, and broken dreams? Where the rivers churn like veins carrying the memory of every shot fired, every prayer whispered, and every soul lost. Welcome to Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, a small picturesque town sitting quietly where the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers collide. But beneath its postcard beauty lies a history so violent and so deeply scarred that some say the dead have never truly left. Shadowy figures drift down cobblestone streets, chains clatter in the night, ghostly soldiers kneel in empty churches, and the faint echo of John Brown's rebellion still seems to throb through the town like a distant drum. Tonight, we're pulling back the veil on the hauntings, the heartbreak, and the heavy footsteps that refuse to fade into history. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Tucked against the steep hills where the Potomac and Shenandoah Rivers meet, Harper's Ferry looks like something frozen in time. Its red brick buildings, narrow streets, and misty mornings make it feel almost too perfect. But dig just a little below that surface and you'll find a story dripping with violence, rebellion, and a restless energy that refuses to fade. It all started back in 1763 when a man named Robert Harper petitioned the Virginia General Assembly for permission to establish a ferry service across the rivers. His little outpost would grow rapidly, fueled by the Industrial Revolution and its strategic location. By the end of the 18th century, it had become home to the U.S. Armory and Arsenal, a massive complex producing thousands of weapons a year. Even George Washington had a hand in it, selecting Harper's Ferry personally for its manufacturing potential. In the young nation's eyes, Harper's Ferry wasn't just a town. It was a symbol of progress, strength, and expansion. But symbols have a way of attracting conflict. By the mid-1800s, the country was a powder keg, and Harper's Ferry sat right at the matchhead. In 1859, a fiery abolitionist named John Brown stormed the town with a small band of followers, determined to ignite a nationwide slave uprising. Their raid on the federal arsenal was short-lived and bloody. Brown was captured inside the firehouse, later known as John Brown's Fort, and swiftly executed. But the damage had been done. His rebellion sent shockwaves through a nation already cracking at the seams. Just 2 years later, the Civil War exploded across the landscape, Harper's Ferry, sitting at the crossroads of North and South, became a strategic prize. It switched hands between Union and Confederate forces a staggering 8 times. Each occupation left its own scars. Buildings burned, families uprooted, bodies buried in hastily dug graves. By war's end, the town was nearly destroyed. Harper's Ferry was soaked in blood and loss, and those who lived through it said the very earth felt heavier underfoot. Maybe that's where the hauntings begin. In the years after the war, strange tales began to circulate. Locals spoke of soldiers in tattered uniforms wandering the streets at dusk, their faces lost to shadow. Tourists reported hearing muffled gunfire or the rattle of chains in empty alleyways. And always, always, there was the legend of John Brown. Witnesses swore they saw a hunched, shackled figure pacing near the old firehouse, sometimes whispering unintelligibly into the night. Not every story was brushed off as superstition. Florence DeGrange, a writer who visited in the late 1800s, documented several chilling encounters during her stay. She described the town's atmosphere as oppressively mournful, as if invisible eyes were always watching. Joseph Barry, a local historian who had lived through the war himself, wrote about the strange spiritual heaviness that seemed to settle over Harper's Ferry after the conflict, something he couldn't explain, but which he knew was real. Of course, not everyone blamed restless spirits. Some pointed to more grounded explanations. Psychologists argued that Harper's Ferry's ghost stories were born from the town's collective trauma. So much violence, so much grief, it had to find an outlet somewhere. Residents and visitors knowing the tragic history might prime themselves to see things that weren't there, especially in the dim half-light of a misty morning. Environmentalists chimed in too. They noted that Harper's Ferry sits atop a complex network of limestone formations, stone that, according to some theories, can absorb and release energy under the right conditions. Couple that with the powerful currents of two rivers crashing together, and you've got a recipe for strange electromagnetic fields, heightened human sensitivity, and maybe, just maybe, a little leftover energy from the past. Whatever the cause, by the early 20th century, Harper's Ferry had firmly cemented itself in the American imagination. As more than just a historic town, it was a haunted one. And the stories, they were only just beginning. As the years wore on, the strange occurrences in Harper's Ferry didn't fade. They intensified. One figure looms larger than all the rest, John Brown. Time and again, visitors to the old firehouse, the very spot where Brown made his final stand, report seeing the same ghostly image, a shadowy man, shackled at the wrists, pacing in endless loops. Some claim to hear him muttering. Others catch only a fleeting glimpse of his ragged figure before it vanishes into the stone walls. A few particularly unnerving reports tell of hearing the clatter of heavy chains dragging behind him, echoing through the otherwise silent night. It's as if his final defiant moments are trapped here, endlessly replaying. But Brown isn't the only spirit refusing to leave. Just up the hill, overlooking the town, sits St. Peter's Catholic Church, a grand old structure that somehow survived the worst of the war. Today, it still stands proud, its spire piercing the mist. But inside, something stirs. Multiple witnesses describe spectral soldiers kneeling before the altar, heads bowed in silent prayer. Others tell of an unseen organist filling the empty church with haunting music late into the night. Parishioners and visitors alike have reported sudden cold spots so intense they can see their breath even on the warmest summer days. And it doesn't stop there. The Harper's Ferry National Historical Park, a sprawling museum of preserved buildings and battlefields, is a magnet for paranormal energy. Rangers have shared stories of late-night patrols interrupted by shadowy figures darting between buildings, disembodied voices calling out from deserted alleyways, cameras and electronic equipment inexplicably malfunctioning the moment they approach certain hotspots, especially the lower town where much of the bloodshed occurred. Some visitors leave the park shaken, They describe an overwhelming sense of being watched, followed, sometimes even touched by unseen hands. Others experience emotional outbursts, sudden tears, anger, panic, with no explanation, as if the air itself remembers. And if you think it's just the stories of tour guides or historians, think again. Personal encounters are as common as the cobblestones in Harper's Ferry. Ghost tours wind through the town nearly every night, and guides have no shortage of first-hand experiences. One tells of a tour where an entire group witnessed a misty figure materialize at the base of the stone steps near the railroad tracks, only to vanish when approached. Another guide described how her voice recorder picked up whispering voices in the gaps between her spoken words, voices that responded directly to her questions. Tourists themselves often report bizarre phenomena, cell phones dying suddenly, strange lights in their photos, or deep emotional sensations triggered at specific locations, particularly near the Arsenal ruins, where some of the Civil War's worst moments unfolded. So what's really happening here? One theory points to residual hauntings, the idea that traumatic events, like those at Harper's Ferry, leave behind energetic imprints. These aren't intelligent spirits, but recordings, looping endlessly in the right conditions. The Civil War, John Brown's raid, the devastation, it all left scars, not just on the town, but maybe on the very fabric of reality. Another theory suggests intelligent hauntings, that some spirits, especially those who died violently or with unfinished business, remain conscious, aware of the living, sometimes even interacting. Those who subscribe to this believe John Brown himself might still roam, bound by the weight of his cause and his death. And then there's the environmental explanation, the powerful rivers, the deep limestone deposits, the unique magnetic fields. Scientists have proposed that such locations can naturally interfere with human perception, causing hallucinations, sudden emotional swings, or even genuine electromagnetic phenomena. Maybe Harper's Ferry's haunted reputation isn't about spirits at all, but about the land itself being alive in ways we barely understand. Still, when you stand alone on those cobbled streets after dark, when the mist rolls in thick from the rivers, when you hear the faint clank of chains or the sorrowful notes of an unseen organ drifting through the night, it's hard to tell yourself it's just science. Because in Harper's Ferry, history never really ended. It just learned how to whisper. Harper's Ferry feels like a town caught somewhere between worlds. Its history bleeds into the present, its scars never fully healed. Maybe it's the perfect storm, brutal conflict, raw emotion, and an environment that just won't let the past go quietly. Skeptics will tell you it's all explainable. The rivers, the geology, the priming of the mind. They'll say our brains fill in the blanks when we expect something eerie, that electromagnetic fields and the powerful suggestion of tragedy can create hallucinations, panic, even physical symptoms. And they might be right, but if you've ever stood there, hearing the clink of invisible chains behind you or felt a hand brush your shoulder in an empty street, you know that explanations only go so far. Some stories don't fade, no matter how many rational theories you throw at them. Maybe Harper's Ferry's ghosts aren't just wandering spirits. Maybe they're a reflection of us, our need to remember, our fear of forgetting, our silent agreement with history that the price of progress should never be paid in silence. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.